from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Welcome to Postcard from Pot Brad, and because we've had so many people ask the silly question, we're having one of our specials today. I'll tell you all about it in a minute. Anyway, this is Postcard from Pot Brad. I'm Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains with no news whatsoever this week. No news. There's no news at all. I will explain all in a minute when I've said hi to everybody. And we start off by giving you a clue to the programme. Hello, Petra.
Hello.
Are you well?
Yes.
Have you got your producer's head on?
I'm trying to.
She's sitting so close to me, boys and girls, she's touching my leg.
I'm not.
You are.
You're touching my hip.
Oh. Oh, mate, man. In Spain, because we have got nobody from England, it's Lee Banks.
Hello, everybody. I'm touching my own leg, actually.
Would you like to touch mine?
Oh, Petra, you know, that's been a dream of mine for decades.
Okay. Next time you come to Slovakia, you can do it.
Okay. It's daytime radio, people.
Please, it is actually daytime radio. Yeah.
Please be calm. Please be calm. And in the glorious city where you can go and buy bagels, go to a 9/11, any time of the day or night, it's Rachel in Melbourne.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Hello, I'm just trying to cover my bases.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, because where we go on the interweb, it could be morning, evening, or night, at any time.
He's so right, you know.
I've covered it all. I've covered everything. I've got to tell you some glorious news just really quickly.
Go on.
This morning,
yes,
someone knocked on my door.
No.
Yes, and which is unusual because people know not to come near my house, for I will, you know, bad things will happen to them.
Yes.
I opened the door and guess who it was?
Robbie.
Yeah, it was Robbie from the Pilbara. I haven't seen him for exactly 1 month.
Blimey.
Oh,
poor Robbie.
He gave me a hug. He said hello.
Did he touch your knee? Out.
No, he didn't touch my knee. He didn't touch much of anything. He kind of just staggered into the bedroom and fell into the bed and went to sleep. He'd been awake for 28 hours, so he decided that he really didn't want to be awake any minute longer.
That was very romantic, Robbie.
Yeah, very romantic, really? Robbie. He could have touched a knee like Petra's going to touch mine.
Ah.
Well, he's just getting his energy back. And then.
It's daytime radio. Anyway, we move along to explain. Every now and again, we have this program whereby we have no idea what is going to happen. That's because Petra's in control, which is no new news at all in my office, because she's always in control. But the truth is, we have no idea what's coming at us. Petra puts all these wonderful questions together, and a load of you have said, can't we have one of Petra's specials? Not Eric, Lee, Rach and Petra. No.
No.
A Petra special.
Exactly.
They just dissed all three of us, guys.
That's because Petra is special.
Oh.
But yes. We're normal. Like, we're regular, boring fixtures. This is a, you know, Petra's special.
You're not, but the two guys are.
That's true.
Flippy.
Well said.
This is the way it's going to go on, isn't it? Anyway,
yeah,
so
we
start, because I have no idea what the questions are either, and the idea is it's kind of like one of those party games in the living room where the question comes out and we have to come up with answers.
And take your clothes off.
No, it's daytime radio.
No keys in a bowl.
No, it's radio. Nobody will see.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got webcam.
Well, why the flipping heck did Petra and I take our T-shirts off then?
Okay, well, I haven't got mine on. I'll tell you what, I'll do it in reverse. You take yours off and I'll put mine on.
Right, there you go.
And then she can go down under.
Oh, Eric, all your hair comes out.
You know what, unusually for me, I've got about 8 layers on, which is fantastic. I'm loving it.
I bet you look like the Michelin man.
Yeah.
I do. It's exactly what I look like. I look like I'm trying to smuggle something.
Anyway, as we go on, rather than waffle, as Rachel started this process off last week by shouting at me and Lee to get on with it.
I'm having waffles for breakfast.
The first question, Petra.
Why do people hear voices in their head?
Because they're round the bend.
Oh. Actually, do you know what?
What?
Do you not have those, what do they call them, earwig songs?
He's a weak. Oh, I know what you mean.
What do they call him, Rach?
I don't know what you mean, so I need somebody to explain.
One of those songs.
You know when you wake up in the morning and you've got the song in your head?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What are they? Is it an earwig song or something they call it?
I don't know what they call it. I call it the run screaming and poke a skewer through my ear ball. Like, ear ball. Is that an actual thing? No, I think I just made that up.
But we do hear voices in our heads, and I do this all the time because it's like music. And the one, actually, this is true. The one song I've got in my head at the moment is Never Give Up, Never Give Up, because there's a song that sounds very similar in the top 40 at the minute in the charts. And I'm going.
About 95,000 songs that sound very similar.
No, Rach, if you listen carefully, there is one song in the charts at the minute, and I won't cast dispersions on it, that sounds just like Never Give Up, Never Give Up. Rach, baby, right on time. It sounds like Petra's laughing at me.
The only voice I ever hear in my head is my own, because it's the most important, and it agrees with me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, actually, though, it is true, because what Eric's saying about the earwig songs, because I have one as well. And you know what that one is?
It's going to be Dob Billen.
No, it isn't. It goes, right there on the stair, right there, a little mouse with clogs on. Well, lady.
Then we'll just fade him out, boys and girls. I can't really force you to listen to any more of that. I see he's stopped now.
I think we are going to next one. Shush you and listen.
Sorry, guys. The producer has spoken. Everybody sit down or you'll stand in the corner with your hands on your head.
I've always been bad. Yes?
Why are rubber duckies yellow when most real ducks aren't?
Well, it's because they're all scared.
Eh?
Of what?
There's a big name. I actually do genuinely have a yellow rubber duck in my bath at home. I purloined it from the Hilton Hotel Group a few years ago. I'm sorry, Hilton Hotel, but it is only a rubber duck. If you want to get the police on me, that's fine by me. Send them round for robbing you of a rubber duck. And it's there, and it sits in the bath, and it floats. But I am naked in the bath with a rubber duck.
Too much information.
I don't do anything. There's no rubber ducking going on or anything like that. It's just there. And that's why they're afraid. And yellow.
Actually, I've got a question now for this.
Oh, God.
Because, you see, I think my aesthetics are good.
Yeah, you've got lovely aesthetics. A bit big now, but that's your age.
And yet, this is for Rachel and Petra, you see. Now, you know every now and again you have to change the shower curtain, don't you, in the bathroom, because they get a bit grimy and they're horrible, so you throw them away. It's normal.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
About every 10 years, yeah.
No. Fool. So, anyway.
Because he doesn't take a shower.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
I have something to tell you about. Oh, I just said that, and everybody was talking, and no one's by myself then.
Anyway, I go to a shop.
I want to tell you.
Hold on.
No, you shut up.
See?
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Mum. Anyway, so I go to this shop, and I see this beautiful shower curtain.
This is going to be really boring, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's got like a picture sprayed on it or printed on it or whatever, and it's a bit like a Hawaiian sunset. So you've got palm trees, blah, blah, blah. And this is a shower curtain, seriously. And it's all kind of like blue, because it's blue skies, blue seas, palm trees are green, you know, usual sort of stuff. It looks beautiful. But our bathroom is brown. So we put this new shower curtain up, and I'm told, and this has got to come from Rachel and Petra, I am told that my blue shower curtain with the brown bathroom is rubbish.
Yeah,
no, that's
right. That's
absolutely incorrect. No, that's wrong. I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
Let me explain.
Uh-huh.
I had before we sold everything we owned before we moved to Melbourne, because we didn't want to pay to move it. We had this beautiful, enormous blue, that robin's egg blue, the Tiffany blue,
right.
Sofa, which was a really bad choice when one got pets. However, on this, I had some blue cushions, and then I went, you know what? I can't die in a sea of blue. It needs balancing with something else. What else comes from nature? Nature, forest, wood. Brown looks fabulous.
I think she's right. A whole of America is brown, if you think about it. Everything in America is brown. All the furnishings in America are brown. It's a brown country. Yeah. Well, can I tell you what happened to me, seriously, about shower curtains?
Well, you're going to anyway, so we can't stop you.
Yeah.
He says that every week. Listen, right? Listen, this is the truth, because I got in trouble last night. Not over the shower curtain, but it involved the shower curtain, sort of indirectly. Because since I've been in Spain for about a month now, and I was sitting on the couch, and it's very hot, and I was just having a sniff. And I thought, I don't smell, you know. I don't smell at all. I really, you know, I perspire a bit because of the heat, but I don't smell. So I said to Andrea, I said, do you realise we've been in Spain for a month now, and I've not had a shower, and I don't smell? She said, what? You've not had a shower? That's disgusting. I said, I go in the swimming pool twice a day. Why do I need to have a shower?
Because it's got chlorine in it.
And everybody pees in the swimming pool. It's disgusting, full of germs.
Well, that's basically what Andrea said. So she's made me have a shower. I don't smell any different. I smell exactly the same as I did before.
That was the smell we could smell
yesterday.
But
you might smell different to others that are around you. Quite often we're unaware of our own malodorousness. However, others are not.
Are you saying I smell?
Yes.
I wouldn't know, Uncle Lee, because we're too far away.
No, Slovakia is
not that far away. I can smell him.
Yeah. Maybe we stay far away because you smell.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we move on. We move on. What's next?
Rachel, where would you go if you were invisible?
where would I go if I was invisible?
That's a good question.
I would go into the Prime Minister Tony Abbott's office. Uh-oh. And start gaslighting him.
Gaslight?
You know, you know that movie Gaslight, when that man tries to send his wife crazy by moving the furniture around and all sorts of weird stuff, and he says, no, nobody moved the furniture. Nobody moved the furniture at all. You're just going bananas. And they're about to cart her off to an insane asylum. Fantastic. Angela Lansbury was in that movie. It's brilliant. You've got to see it. It's a British movie.
Vicious, you know.
I know. We were talking about the 70s television shows that I was brought up on the other day. But I would go into his office, and then I would tie his shoelaces together. I would pull his pants down. I would put glue on his phone, on his handset of his phone. Yeah. I would just go in there and be a prankster gremlin. Yep, I'd be a prankster gremlin all day. Until such time as he did something terrible to himself, which I won't say out loud.
No, there's no point. What I would do is go into his office, amend all the laws to be opposite, just for the sheer hell of it, and then make him sign them by whispering his ear, if you're going mad, Tony, you must sign this, and hypnotise him.
Sign the paper.
And that way round, we'd all get laws for us. Not politicians.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's true. I could do that first. Yes. And then have a bit of fun with him.
Yes, that would be better.
Because I'd have to torture the man. He's just, you know, he's begging for it.
I'd just go into the ladies' changing rooms at Harrods.
That's obvious. That's an obvious answer.
Yeah, it's too
easy. It's obvious, but that's what I'd do. I'm supposed to be honest. My daddy would probably smell me, wouldn't he?
You're just like my son. He's
but it's
scared.
Funny, nobody said you go into a bank and rob it.
Well, they haven't got any money, have they?
No. I wouldn't do that because the money wouldn't be invisible.
No, that's right, you'd see the money walking out.
But if you put it inside your shirt, which is invisible, then they wouldn't see it.
Well, how much can that you put depends. Inside your shirt?
How much can you put in there? Depends what... I'd have to wear one of Robbie's shirts.
Oh, poor Robbie. Yeah.
No, he will say, look, he's 5'1". He's not 5'1". I'm 5'1", and he's 6'5". Right. We have a very different shirt size. It's okay. It's fine.
How much does he weigh?
It would be indelicate of me to say.
Yes.
He's delicate, is he?
Very.
I can imagine that, yeah.
No, he's not delicate. He's got. You've seen my Facebook page. He's a nice hunk of beef. He's my
actually,
nice.
I'm 6'5". Just a cotton picking minute. I'm getting really worried for Robbie.
Why?
I am.
Why?
Because on the Facebook pages, Robbie's now going, look, Rach, I'm really at work. I'm not in the bar. Like he's scared of her.
Well, I'd be scared of her.
Oh, right.
No, you know, I know exactly where he is. And where he is the most godforsaken country where there is no bar. There is nothing
You've
other than...
You've got a tracker. You've got a tracker in his phone.
I really don't. I don't need to. He's in the Pilbara. Once you're in the Pilbara, there is no escape.
Oh, right.
Okay. There is no escape.
Beer. You can't have a beer.
You can have a beer. They give you a beer card. And you can have it. You're limited to the amount of beer and what kind of beer you can have because you are on a job site. So there's, you know, occupational health and safety and stuff. But you know what? Robbie hasn't even activated his beer card and he's been there for a month.
Oh, good boy, Robbie.
You stuff.
Is something wrong?
He's lost weight too, I got to tell you guys.
He's an angel.
He came home and I went, hey.
How much is he weighing?
No,
I don't know. He didn't stand on me, Lee. I'm not entirely sure. But...
Right, next question. Next question. Going the wrong way. Going the wrong way.
Sorry.
That one is for you, Eric.
Can you talk into the microphone so people can hear you? Thank you.
What is the most interesting thing you have in your wallet?
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Picture of Rachel.
Most interesting thing in my wallet. Mm-hmm. I'll have to have a look.
I want to look in mine.
Is it in your pocket?
In my wallet.
I'm not going there.
I'll tell you what's the most interesting, funny thing in my wallet is a British driving licence.
That might be funny for Slovak police.
Well, it is because I'm falling over laughing.
No, because when the Slovak policemen look at my driving licence, which is an old-fashioned green one, a huge long piece of paper, one policeman looked at it and he said, "You're a good driver. You've got an endorsement for being good." And I went, "Yes, officer."
Is that true?
Yes.
That's really good.
He thought I was being a good bloke by having some points on me. But they've run out now. I haven't got any now. But no, when you can imagine that for everybody else around the planet, you've got like an ID photo card type driving licence.
See, well, he's off.
I never change mine because I don't have to. So I didn't change mine. I've still got an old fashioned.
They make you.
Do they?
Yep. They don't make you, actually, funnily enough, they don't make you do it in the Northern Territory. And I never, in the year that I was there, I was supposed to get, sorry, Northern Territory law
never
enforcement.
In the Northern Territory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't change my license over when I was there. I just didn't get around to it. I didn't bother. And they make you change your photograph. They don't make you do it in the Northern Territory, but they do everywhere else, same as your passport. And you're allowed to smile in the Northern Territory in your driver's license photo, and you're not allowed to anywhere else.
And you're not in your passport either, are you?
No, you're not.
You have to look like a criminal, like I do in mine.
You have to look like you've got some sort of terrible sinus condition.
Right, what's next, Petra?
Lee.
What?
What is the most delightful word you can think of?
The most delightful word I can think of that I can actually
careful,
say.
Careful, careful, yes. Careful.
Reservoir.
Ooh. You are so dead.
Why?
My favourite word I can think of is, because I'm a creep, Martina.
You see, but this is my question, and you've just hijacked it because you don't think you have enough airtime. Anyway, he's always complaining about it, ladies and gentlemen. He says, "You and Rachel are always talking." And it was my question.
Rach, what would be your favourite word, Rach?
See, and now he's taken it off and passed it on to Rachel.
My favourite word is mellifluous, but I've got to say to Uncle Lee, you know Adam Devlin from that other show, that other mob, that
Very
he
nice
lives
man.
In a place called he lives in Reservoir here in Melbourne.
Oh. Does he indeed?
Blimey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, you know my favourite name for a town in the UK is Half Moon.
No. Oh, that's kind of pretty.
I've actually written a book called Half Moon, based on the fact that I drove past its sign, and that created a whole book.
Blimey! Do you know what my favourite English?
You can get a book out of it. Anything.
My favourite English.
You can.
My favourite English place.
Should we just ignore him? Please ignore.
Yeah, let's just go past.
Yeah, let's talk over it. Like
I
he does.
Have no idea. I can hear a voice in my head. My voice is in my head.
Yeah, that was
fade them down, boys and girls. I have the power. We've got the power. We can fade them down, and we'll fade them back up again because I'm like that.
What is it, Uncle Eric? What is it?
My favourite place name, and it is a genuine name, and you're not allowed to say profanities, even like the B word, if you're using licensed amateur radio equipment in the UK and every other country that I know of that come to that. So when I was driving home, I used to enjoy saying, and would regularly do it, I would go, ask me where I am now, boys and girls. And they go, where are you now, Eric? And I would go, Pratt Spottom.
There is, and just down the road from the village of the damned,
yeah,
there's one called Knob End.
I know. It's a real place. Do not complain to the regulator. We are talking about genuine places. Look
exactly.
Them up.
Yeah,
look them up.
True.
Right, what's next?
Eric.
Yes.
What is the first thing you noticed about the opposite sex? Here we go.
Flipping neck.
I know, but I won't say it.
I've got to be honest.
Uh-huh.
I'm torn between two.
Uh-oh.
And they both begin with B.
Weck. Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, boobs and bums.
Yeah.
And boobs Lee.
But, that, but the funny...
That's it.
Oh,
enough.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Right.
No, that's fine now. Eric, you've answered the question.
Yeah, it's your turn, Lee.
It's my turn now, Eric.
Oh, okay. Right?
Yeah, actually, the first thing I noticed about the opposite sex is that they didn't actually look like me.
Right.
That was a good sign.
Now they look a bit more like me, but that's it. No, I just...
Is it your contemporaries?
Yeah, no, that's right. I just, from the moment I saw it, I just adored the female form.
Lee.
Even, what?
Lee, as what? Of now,
yeah?
What happens when you see a lady with a blue rinse?
I know where you're going with that. Ash blonde, dear. Ash blonde, not blue rinse. Ash blonde. No, I just adore the thing. When I first saw Petra, I didn't see a human being. I actually saw
animal.
A woman. I saw this, well, a sort of animal instinct. Yeah, this beautiful creature. This
you
gorgeous.
Creep! You
no,
ruddy
it's true.
Creep!
It's true! And every time, when I saw Rachel, when I first saw Rachel's photograph when she was doing the Christine Keeler bit on that chair, I just looked at that form. I didn't care whether it was Rachel. I just looked at it and thought, oh, she's so gorgeously, beautifully, wonderfully, charmingly fabulous. And when I saw the wonderful Andrea, when I first saw Andrea, she had a frozen... She actually had, honestly, walking up the street,
you know,
and she had a...
started with
she
Andrea,
had a frozen,
not me. Yeah. Oh, that's not
no,
you.
I'm saying, because I'm telling you, she had a frozen... Yeah. Chicken on
wrong order.
Andrea, take notice. Andrea,
throwing it out, yeah. Like.
Andrea, Andrea, yeah. Andrea, take notice, Andrea. He didn't use your name first and he put Petra before you, Andrea.
No, when because I saved the best to the last.
When he wants a bacon butty next time, you just go, do it yourself, boy.
Exactly. I have to do
okay.
It.
Okay, and now it's Rachel's turn to answer the question.
Yeah.
Right. Well, go on then.
I love ladies.
I think she's gone.
Have you gone?
Rach, have you gone?
Yeah.
Has Rob come and got you?
I think she has. She's disappeared off the face of the planet.
Okay, so...
Oh, heck.
Before she comes back, we ask Lee, what product would you refuse to promote?
Oh.
Car insurance.
Why?
Very simple, straightforward story, because I've just cancelled my car insurance and I've been told that I have to pay for the ancillaries, i.e. Legal cover, until the end of the period of the contract, but I can't use that service. So I've been told by my car insurance company that I have to pay for a service that I can't use. Therefore, I will never, ever promote car insurance. They are shysters, con men, liars, cheats.
I've just realised what I would not promote.
What would you not promote, dear?
Apple.
Apple's now fruit.
Apple no, it's not as rubber. A fruit or apple as a mark?
Apple as a mark. Or yeah. That's in Slovak translation. Apple as in product, because they were good in the day, back in the day. But
yeah.
These days you get all these myths from Apple people who go, oh, you can't get a virus with an Apple. Yes, you can, because Rachel's told you about them on here. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do... Nah, rubbish. They were wonderful 20-odd years ago.
If you get a virus with an Apple, is it a worm?
Sorry, everybody, I'm back.
Oh,
welcome.
Well, I'm in a really sketchy hotel, so we're trying to piggyback off phones and things like that, so we keep dropping out, but it's all good now.
Okay, good. So that would be mine. What was Rachel's question?
What product would you refuse to promote?
I say
a weapon. A weapon of any kind, a weapon.
That's true, but what about general run-of-the-mill stuff?
Oh, I'm very, I'm sort of...
I'll give you a clue. I said Apple.
I said car insurance, okay. Which I thought you would be interested in.
Yeah, actually, that I completely agree with. You wouldn't get me to back any sort of car insurer.
Come back and buy it.
Banks, I wouldn't go banks.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
No, not you. I mean, the bank people.
All right.
The bank.
Hang on. Let's turn this round, boys and girls. Petra, which product would you not promote?
I'm thinking all the time while you were talking, and I don't know.
Harley Davidson.
See, typical producer asks the question, doesn't know the answer.
No.
Know the answer. Ergo is producer.
Ah, right.
Animal tested product.
Good one.
Yeah, there you go. Good
That's
one.
A good one. And we've got time for just one more question in the part one of the program.
Lee, if you could swim in any liquid, what would it be and why?
Beer, because I'd get drunk while I was doing
it. Ah, Eric said you would say wine.
No, it costs too much to fill a bath. Beer's all right. You get beer at €1 a pint over here, you could fill a swimming bath in an hour.
All right.
For 100, well, £1,000.
Yeah, but Lee, what? If you got drunk, you drown and then you die, so...
No, I couldn't drown because of the drunk you told, you silly Billy.
Oh, right, a whole swimming pool, right. So what would you... What would be the luxurious thing for Rachel to swim in?
I do want to. Do you know what I want to do one day? I want to swim in the Dead Sea.
That's awesome. Mm. I'd love to do that.
Yeah,
I really want that experience of you know, weightlessness and everything else. I think that would be really cool without having to go into one of those really claustrophobic tanks.
And I know why Eric wants to do it,
because I can't swim.
Yep.
Ooh,
and you cannot drown. No,
you float.
Okay, so that's why.
Yeah, because I swim like a brick. She's thinking about that.
No, we say in Slovakia that you... Uh-oh, I don't know the word in English.
Eric's only not been swimming ever since somebody tried to harpoon him.
Call the Greenpeace.
Oh, ouch.
See you doing it again.
Anyway, that's the end of part one, boys and girls. We'll be back in part two in a couple of minutes' time, where we continue with this crazy programme, which is Petra's attempt to embarrass us all on Postcard from Pomp Red. We will have a normal Postcard from Pomp Red with news and blah, 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 blah next week. But just for this week, and I have to say thank you to everybody who's written in. Well, emailed, they don't write. Stupid, cut down trees to make letters. That's emailed in and said, can we have another Petra programme, please? Because now you've got what you wanted. Isn't it wonderful? This is Postcard from Pomp Red. We'll be back faster than you can make that milkshake and drink it. Have a cup of tea. Or even wait for Petra to make you a cup of coffee, because that could be an eternity. Part two coming up very soon. Do not go away.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.